Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hello. Welcome to Saturday Night Funhouse with AK. On today's show, so what is happening? Are you having a great time tonight? I know I am. 7:30 p.m. It's really hot today. Hot in the cave. And we are rolling along. Be a part of Team Funhouse. Hashtag Team Funhouse. Follow us on Twitter at AKFunhouse. How you guys doing out there? Hey there, hi there, ho there. We are on the air, people. 855-862-7234. Be part of the fun. Be a part of Team Funhouse. Hey guys, do you like TV dinners? Are you tired of being snubbed because you're not hip? Well, girl or boy, be part of something special. Join Team Funhouse. We got great stuff like team meetings, helping out old people that will die soon. Maybe even fly kites with them before they meet the Grim Reaper. What a deal! Mixing taffy for the deaf, bagging groceries for cats and dogs, making jean jackets out of jean pants, passing out flyers explaining why women are so mean. Do you like cutting out pictures from magazines and making posters? Me either. Fuck off. Hey, dude. Do you live near a Shakey's? Sponsor a Team Funhouse pizza party. There used to be a lot of homeless bums and hookers on the bench near the one next to my house, but since then, they cleaned it up. Once you become a team member, you'll receive newsletters and a magazine subscription to Twat Monthly. Thank you. Follow us at AK Funhouse on Twitter. And once you enter that Shakey's, the ambiance is ambient. The ambiance is ambient. So, what is happening? We got calls lined up. We got a lot of stuff happening right now. I don't know what to do. Old man McGee in the house. You son of a bitch. I'm dying in the studio. Someone stole my coat rack. I have nowhere to hang my hat. You wouldn't know anything about that because you're a fairy. But I don't wear hats because I'm not bald. Why would I waste $30 haircut putting a hat on it? So then I get hat hair, right? Do we get hat hair now? Can you at least link us up to the YMCA so we get our crowd going here? We are live right now, top of the Los Feliz Hilton. And give it up for the crowd, everybody. Studio audience over there at the YMCA. We're just hanging out with a dong, hanging out. Dong's hanging out, listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. Now we got a question from a fax here from Bombay Bakersfield. They want to know, why isn't Ronald McDonald at your local McDonald's to greet you? Why isn't the clown, the guy that, are you expecting him to be at every McDonald's? Maybe he's, you know, busy because he's, you know, we looked into it, you know. We understand that Ronald McDonald University, the hamburger college to me at this point is more legitimate than ITT Tech. So if you graduate Hamburger University, you can get a manager gig at your local McDonald's. What do you get out of ITT Tech, you know? Job in installing gates and shit. You dig a fucking hole and then you fill it with cement and carry some heavy-ass metal gates. That's bullshit. I want to go to ITT Tech and become a Ghostbuster. You know, they give you algebra classes and shit. What are you putting me in an Algebra 2 class? I came here to be a Ghostbuster. You're supposed to tell me about not crossing the lines and shit. Crossing the streams and shit. Throwing the fucking trap. Come on, man. Tell me what I'm supposed to know about being a Ghostbuster. Frozen mixed vegetable cocks is the phrase that pays at 855-862-7234. If you say frozen mixed vegetable cocks, you'll win an autographed banana from the crew. All right. We got another question here. Dick Punch Nebraska faxing in. They want to know, why are old women bitter? I don't know, Old Man McGee, why are old women bitter? You son of a bitch. They're angry. They try to get their hooks in you. Try to take your hooks, put their hooks in them, in you. And then once you're hooked. And you can't run away. And you're looking for the freedom. And you can taste the freedom. And you open the window. You open the window and you stick your head outside. And you want to taste that freedom. And that bitch tells you to close the fucking window. She's taking your freedom. All right. That's one way. I'm scared. I don't want someone to take my Walkman.
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your Walkman.
Funhouse, let's raise the roof. It's 3 hours ahead over there because I'm over here in California. So it's 7:30 over here, and we're just trying to create a ruckus, almost a ruckus of grave intentions, you know. Because I am the voice for the voiceless. I'm the hap for the hapless. I am AK of Funhouse. You will be assimilated. Your life listening to podcasts as you know it is over. You will chuckle at my amusing observations about Los Feliz, You will bow down to my lust for white women. You will feel what I feel. What am I talking about? I am talking about Crash Radio. I had no plan on coming in today. I was just going to watch college football all day. See if my parlays came in. And none of my parlays came in. I got one going on right now. Maybe those games will come in. What the hell is Crash Radio, man? You know, Crash Radio is just an excuse for someone lazy like you to have a gig and to do nothing about it, you know, and then you play these bands. Oh, you got a problem with my music? I work very hard on trying to establish a Funhouse music brand, and I try to find independent artists, and they're nice enough to give me their music, and I will play their music, because that's what we do over here. We're giving a shot to everybody, you know. I opened it up to any bands, and I got two bands that gave me their music, so I play their music. If you look at the Funhouse charts, we got two bands on the charts. I start my own band. Call it AJ and the AK and the Tuxedos. I'm going to be AK in jeans and a t-shirt, and my background singers are wearing tuxedos. Because I said so. That's my dream. AK and the Tuxedos is a good band. We're going to get a lot of gigs. We can get out there and perform live. Because I don't perform live. I'm scared. I'm a recluse. I'm a reckless recluse. You can't control me. I'm a Bronco Buster.
Check out an all-new Friday Night Funhouse on Friday nights on the VOCNation.com. 11:30 Eastern PM, 8:30 PM Pacific. Also Saturday nights on VOC Nation. Follow AK at Twitter at AK Funhouse. Hey guys, check out AK Live at a comedy club near you. Here are the following dates for future live events. August 29th, to be determined. August 30th, TBD. August 31, canceled. Thanks for checking out the AK Live tour schedule coming outside of a 9-to-4-cent store near you. Alright.
That was pretty good.
You're scared. You're scared to perform. Because you're a fairy. You son of a bitch. That's why you didn't get the memo. The memo wasn't for fairies. It was a man's memo.
All right. So we're going to try to get a commercial break, and we're going to try to get to Abdul, who's in the Amazon jungles. And our producer, Abdul, will talk to us if we could get the satellite feed. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Saturday Night Funhouse on the VOCNation.com. Support us and support our brand. Also support the Twitter at AK Funhouse on Twitter, hashtag Team Funhouse. Thank you for listening. You have been a delight. Absolutely delightful.
You fairy should have a bit.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHive helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHive can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHive.com.
Hey guys, Grady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013, as voted by the Courier Times, Duncan School of Driving, specialists in teenage driver training. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, the Duncan School of Driving, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
This is Peggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Welcome back to the Saturday Night Bonanza. That is Friday Night Funhouse. We're here to make you laugh, cry. We're also here to put you to sleep. If you have trouble sleeping, just listen to my voice and I'll soothe you away. I got a postcard here. A postcard from a certain somebody who will remain nameless, and you ever wonder what it's like, you know, just being by yourself, you know, like you don't want to hang out with people, or you want to, I don't like dates, I don't want to go on a date, I don't want to spend money on a woman, is she going to pay for half of the dinner? Why do I have to pay for the whole date? I can't afford that. You know, she should pay for half of it. And she should drive me there, because I don't like driving. So then if she picks me up, I can get stoned, just chill in her car while she's driving me. She's my little driving bitch. Well, that'd be nice to have a chick in a car that picks you up and shit. Sick of driving. Fucking hate driving around here. Alright, we're trying to get to our producer Abdul, who's in the Amazon right now. I don't know if we can get to him. The feed is not linking in, and we're just losing our feed to the guys over at the YMCA, our live audience. Give it up for the live audience, everybody. Give it up for yourselves. I
am trying my hardest to try to entertain the podcast show that I am trying. You better believe I'm trying. And I'm trying not to press so many of these goddamn sound effects. You have got to have a little patience, and AK will take you to the next level of podcast radio. If you follow me, you can become a part of Team Funhouse. Unbelievable. 7:50 p.m. right now. The phrase that pays is precocious. Call in at 855-862-7234 and say precocious. And then you too, not the band you two. I am talking about you. Hey, yeah. I'm talking about a conjurative adjective that refers to a person, place, or thing. And that's, hey, yeah. You're listening to Saturday Night Funhouse on VOCNation.com. All right, we're back here. And we're just having, it's too much, man. I'm going to have to end the show early because we're just killing it right now. Old Man McKean's left. He left during the commercials. So it's just going to fly. I'm going to fly by ear. I'm going to fly by ear here. And maybe I should just start writing some new material. I should write new stuff. I had this one bit about, you know, all these terrorist groups out there. You know, you got Hamas and then ISIS and all these different ones. So then you probably could, you know, they probably could have softball teams, you know. Because then ISIS versus Hamas softball team, that's like a big rivalry, probably be like Red Sox, Yankees or something. I know it's kind of stupid. I don't really like talking political humor. That was kind of lame, probably. It's a joke. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And then, you know, he takes me to fucking Neverland or whatever, fucking make-believe land, whatever he calls this fucking place with the stupid-ass puppets, you know. I'd see all the puppets in that fucking King Friday and shit, you know. I'd be like, oh, I'm King Friday of make-believe land. Or I forgot, what did Mr. Rogers call that place that the fucking trolley went to? Anyways. He'd be like, AK, get out of my kingdom. We do not like your kind in my kingdom. And then, like, the cat puppet would be like, meow, 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 get out of here, meow, meow. They're going to kill you, meow, meow. Don't like your kind, meow, meow. You know, stuff like that. And be like, man, first of all, I'm not going anywhere without Handyman Negro.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your walk, man.
Well, we had a great time once again. Saturday Night Funhouse wrapping it up here. I think, do I eat too much pizza? Like, I used to eat a lot of Domino's, so then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to eat Domino's, so I'm going to try another pizza place. So now I'm eating Pizza Hut. And, you know, if you ask me, I like food because I'm, you know, I'm crunk half the time, so then I just need something to put in my mouth. Oh, I said food-wise. I said food-wise. I am the greatest brown talent on VLCNation.com, and I will continue to dominate and educate and reciprocate. And I'm not from Toluca Lake, so go bake a cake. And that's my take, bitch. Hey, the show's not about sound effects, funny clips. It's about you, man. Just keep doing your stuff, and you'll be okay. Fuck, my neighbors are loud. Why do they listen to that? They're not even black.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a group called the feminists.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
He's a really nice guy and all, but I'm pretty sure that he is a serial murderer.
Who cares, man? He's a nice guy. I just want to get drunk, fucked up, and play some cards.
That's great. Look, I don't want to end up a lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Matt. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird, because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Didn't you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drum stick, because the left one has a chip in it.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan! I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know cops doesn't start till 4. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs, because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set, okay?
If you do that, I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It was
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Hey guys, how you guys doing? Got a fax here, and the fax was like, so what are we talking about here? We're talking about great podcasting. That's what I'm talking about. And faxes are coming in, getting calls, but we can't get to the lines right now. So we just hold on. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. We'll get to use at 855-862-7234. We'll get to use. Story coming in here from Jambo's Clown Room. So apparently, the maintenance dude was getting on the nerves of one of the dancers there, and she wanted to leave, but then she said that she just wanted to leave early Because she had an archaeological dig, and maintenance guy would reply, she has to go up, dig a personality. She's digging up her personality. A lot of these women that work at the Jambos is, I don't know if you could say they're fucked in the head, because, you know, they're pretty good looking, some of them. Some of them a little older. Time does go by there. Time has gone by some people's faces. Some women's asses. Things happen. And it's like, time won't give me time. But time's what lovers need. And you got something real. But you and me, we know you got nothing but time. Time won't give me time. Won't give me time. Don't take my walk, man.
Don't let anyone ever take your walk, man. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your walk, man.
Today's theme is don't take your walk, man. Don't let anyone take your walk, man, from you. Don't let them do it. Don't let it happen. So, we're answering questions here. This guy chimes in. Hi, AK. I'm 37 years old, and I'm at ITT Tech, and I want to be a Ghostbuster, but I agree with you. There's no reason to take Algebra 2, and you should know to cross the streams. They're not called lines. Well, sorry, you know. One thing I never want to be is corrected by a fucking ITT Tech student. Crossing the streams. Don't cross the streams. Throw the trap. I get it. Well, what I can tell you, ITT Tech student, is eat good food and lift weights, because you'll probably end up with a manual labor construction job or something, which is not what the commercial says. And how come everybody's commercial shows that their life is better because they have their family and they're having a barbecue? What's the big deal about having a barbecue? Anyone can have a barbecue and your life doesn't have to be successful. You can be a total fuck-up and have a barbecue every day. It wouldn't fucking matter. They're like, is that their main thing? All right, this is like when they're trying to, the producers for the ITT Tech commercial, they're like, all right, let's show these people having a good time at a park or something because finally they have a decent job and they can afford a barbecue, you know, and balloons or something. Their stupid kids can run around the park bench or something for like half an hour to an hour. And show them that, and more people will be like, hey, we got to straighten our lives around so we could have barbecues. So stupid. So fucking stupid. When I see that ITT Tech commercial, you son of a bitch, you're stumbling. Oh, I thought you left. I went to go get a new coat rack, you son of a bitch. Anyways, fucking, when I see an ITT Tech commercial, first thing I think of is get chopping my balls off. Because I don't want to have no fucking barbecue with a stupid family on like a weekend when I can like, be hanging out some titty bar or something, you know, trying to finger bang a whore. Trying to finger bang a whore instead of trying to go to a barbecue and spend quality time with your people instead of you want to hang out with skank bags. Skank bags. Skank bags is a cool word. Word of the day is skank bags. All right, we're going to wrap it up early here. I'm tired. I tire of being great. It's so hard being great. You don't understand how hard it is to be so fucking cool. You don't understand.
Well, hello there. This is Obadiah Johnson, And no Jehovah's Witness barbecue is a hit without my favorite barbecue sauce, Obadiah Johnson's barbecue sauce. Now on ranch, an evil juice sauce. Warning, evil juice sauce may cause spontaneous combustion to ethnic and black people. Well, hello there. On really hot days, and I like to use my moisture crotch wipes, Obadiah Johnson moisture crotch wipes. For these sticky and uncomfortable days, just go ahead and try one. It will cool you when you need your crotch to be cool. All right. We are just having a great time right now. Having a great time. And, you know, like we were saying, we were doing pretty good.
Oh, well, my name is Namar Wells, guys. Make sure you come and follow me on Twitter. At Namar Wells at Twitter.
We are nearing the end of Saturday Night Funhouse. Follow us at AK Funhouse on Twitter. Also, AK Funhouse on Twitter. We are almost done here. We're just killing it. And we are destroying it. And I'm looking for a clip. But we are out of here. We might take a call on the other side, maybe. So, what else is happening? We should do like a death pool for comics. So there's Robin Williams, Joan Rivers. Who do you think is the next comic that's going to die? Death pool. The next comic. And it has to be like, you know, everybody wants a comic to die with. It's probably because they don't like them. But it has to be, you know, something reasonable, you know. That's a stupid idea. But I got ADD right now. I'm talking about a lot of things. And I think the coolest cat in the world is Orville Redenbacher. Not his son. Orville fucking Redenbacher. The original guy. The old guy with the pimp. You know, he's got the pimp suspenders and the glasses. He kind of looks like Mr. Furley. Orville Redenbacher is the ticket, man. He is so cool. He's the cool guy of Saturday Night Funhouse week. You're cool guy for Saturday Night Funhouse, September whatever day, 2014, is Orville Redenbacher, Bacher.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and the paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
I don't like that bitch anyway. She never gives me my beer on time. Fucking hate her.
First 3 months at the firm or as a trainee, you make $150 a week. After you're done training, you take the Series 7. You pass that, you become a junior broker, and you're opening accounts for your team leader. You open 40 accounts, start working for yourself. Sky's the limit. Word or two about being a trainee, friends, parents, the other brokers, whoever, they're going to give you shit about it. It's true. $150 a week, not a lot of money. But pay them no mind. You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it. Once you pass the test, none of that's going to matter. Your friends are shit. If someone made 25 grand last month, they're not going to fucking believe you. Fuck them. Fuck them. Parents don't like the life you lead? Fuck you, Mom and Dad. See how it feels when you're making their fucking Lexus payments.
Now go home and think about it. Think about whether or not this is really for you. If you decide it isn't, listen, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not for everyone. Thanks. But if you really want this, you call me on Monday, and we'll talk. Just don't waste my fucking time.
I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I gotta tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Farravelli, you've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
So, now you know what's possible. Let me tell you what's required. You are required to work your fucking ass off at this firm. We want winners here, not pikers. A piker walks at the bell. Piker asks how much vacation time you get in the first year. Vacation time. People come and work at this firm for one reason, to become filthy rich. That's it. We're not here to make friends. We're not saving the fucking manatees here, guys. You want vacation time? Go teach third grade public school.
Well, in the meantime, could you let me have $12 until payday?
$12?
Don't be scared. You'll get it back. I'll give you my personal note for 90 days. If it isn't paid by then, you can keep the note.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my woman like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild, man.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yes. All right. Are you a fan of sandwiches? I like roast beef sandwiches, pastrami sandwiches. You got a text here. Okay. Looking for a text from the guest. We were going to have a guest on today, but got another text. It's a damn vibrator. Vibrating text. Alright. So what I was talking about was hot button issue sandwiches. There's the roast beef people. There's the pastrami people. You know, everybody's always trying to defend their sandwich, and it's a battle. Oh, you know what? Let's go to Writer's Corner. Writer's Corner. I'm looking at Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry is a collision course, you could say, between, you know, the classic antagonist versus protagonist. Of course, Jerry, the mouse, would be the protagonist, and then you have Tom, the cat, who is the antagonist, but they're also very, like, moral, ethical characters here. You got that dog, Spike. Spike is defending Jerry, usually, I think. And in this instance, I see it's a struggle for Tom, the antagonist, to venture and kill Tom and eat Tom, because that's what a cat does. Tom and Jerry is not just a cartoon about a cat trying to kill and eat a mouse. It's about nature. It's about it's the message that Tom is trying so hard, and Jerry is laying it out there every fucking day. Jerry's life is in danger, and Tom the cat almost gets him, but Jerry the mouse is resilient, and it's an epic story that everyone tries to repeat and retell, but it's not very plausible at this point. So Writer's Corner, I recommend Tom and Jerry. It's a great good versus evil story. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Saturday Night Funhouse, and we'll see you next week. Follow us at Twitter at AK Funhouse.
Hey. How was your show?
That's all, folks.